Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football Manager.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and
the Moose,
and we are here for another edition of footballpredictions.net, the podcast. And in this episode we are covering Serie A Brazil games for the 15th and 16th of June 2024. What have we got coming up, Moose?
Yeah, we got an interesting lineup for you guys. We got Bragantino at home to Juventus, Atletico Goiás visiting Fluminense, Atletico Pia at home to Flamengo, Vitória at home to Internacional, Corinthians at home to Sao Paulo, Cuiabá at home to Fortaleza, Criciúma at home to Bahia, Botafogo visiting Grêmio, and finally on Sunday night, Vasco da Gama at home to Cruzeiro.
Well, that pronunciation was spot on, so I thought you're actually Brazilian for a minute there.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's kick off. Saturday, the 15th of June, 10:30 UK time, is Red Bull Bragantino playing Juventus. And you can watch this one on Bet365. Just use the bonus code FP365 if you're new to them, and you can watch it subscription free. Okay, last time out, we noticed that Red Bull Bragantino didn't do as well as we thought. They got beaten by Atlético Mineiro. And that was 2-1. We predicted actually that they would win that 1-0. But yeah, how do you see the form of RB Bragantino?
Yeah, I mean, we did at least say that Bragantino was going to score one goal.
Yeah.
And he did. But they let Mineiro score two. So they lost that 1-2-1. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise to us. Bragantino had been actually doing well across the Serie A and cup competitions before that game. So yeah, to lose 2-1 must have been fairly disappointing. And they're going to be up against the Juventus team here, who is actually doing okay at the moment.
Yeah, Juventus, they drew, didn't they, on the Tuesday with Vitória, which isn't the best of results, to be honest with you, because we did kind of think they'd score and win that one. We did get the under 2.5 goals, but for Juventus to not win against Vitória is a bit of a black mark, really, against them. But before that, they, of course, beat Atletico Goiás 1-0. We did predict them to win that one. But they have had a few draws, to be honest, in Serie A at Juventus before that. But they rarely lose, I think, is the point that you're making. They did lose against Botafogo. But, of course, Botafogo are currently top of the table as we record this. Apart from that, they've been doing well enough not to lose, but you know, have grabbed 3-1-1 draws in the last four games in Serie A. So, they're not traveling too bad, but not too well. In terms of Bragantino, I know they lost their last game, but I think they kind of have got their sights set on higher things this season. And at the moment, sitting on 12 points after eight games, they're kind of threatening the leaders at the minute. So, yeah, it's looking like it might be, being at home also for Bragantino, they'll be smarting after that last home loss against Mineiro. We think they've probably turned things around in this one, don't we?
Yeah, we're going to look, Juventus there. We predicted them to beat Vitória because Vitória's bottom of the Serie A with no wins so far this season. So that would have been a bit disappointing for them. Equally, yes, Bragantino did lose at home to Mineiro, but we do think that they're going to itch Juventus in this game and actually beat them 2-0.
Yep, 2-0. In that last match, you know, Juventus, even though they drew against Vitória, they did have 60% possession and 12 attempts on goal, but it just wasn't good enough. And Vitória only had, Vitória had 18 shots on goal. So, it's an interesting conundrum for them. But, yes, we're going for the 2-0 win for Red Bull Bragantino. And fingers crossed that one comes in. I'm not sure if I actually have a flutter on that one because it seems to be a little bit of a tricky situation for both teams.
I think if you look at Juventus' most recent games, under 2.5 goals, in most of them, five out of the last six. Could be a good, could probably a goals market bet in this one. An under game looks like a good option.
Yeah, Bragantino do tend to score. I think the last time they failed to score was in May in that game against Bahia when they got beaten 1-0. But yeah, we'll see how that one goes. Next, we have Fluminense hosting Atletico Goiás. And this one, for us in the UK, is on 1 in the morning on Sunday the 16th of June. And one you can also watch on Bet365. Use that bonus code FP365 if you're new to them, and you can watch it subscription free. Fluminense, they have kind of stalled a bit lately. They had that draw, didn't they, in Serie A against against Juventus 1-1 when we kind of thought they would win that. And then they lost to league leaders Botafogo. We did, of course, predict Botafogo to win that game, and they did. But Fluminense kind of hanging around the bottom of the table. Did pretty well to actually only lose 1-0 away at Botafogo, who, you know, as we said, lead the table at the minute. So, and what about your thoughts on Atletico Goiás?
Yeah, I think if we just finish off with Fluminense, I mean, they're very much a home and away team. So away from home, they lost all their games this season. And whilst at home, they haven't lost. They have one win and three draws. On Goiás, we predicted a draw against Corinthians in the latest game, a goal-scoring draw. And although we had 1-1, it ended 2-2, but we were safe here on the draw and both teams to score. So score draw. Prior to that, they went to Juventus and lost 1-0. We predicted them to actually go and lose that game as well. So in terms of the most recent games in the Serie A and the predictions for these two teams, we've looked pretty solid. Now, if we look at Fluminense and their home form, they're definitely a home versus away team. And you're taking on Goiás here, who did, like we just said, did most recent away game they lost at Juventus. So we do think that this is most likely going in favor of Fluminense.
Yeah, we've picked a 2-1 win for Fluminense at home, and make of that what you will. I know that Fluminense haven't won against Goiás in their last seven league matches, so yeah, we think that it's time for them to turn the corner. All these things obviously have to come to an end at some point. But 2-1, Fluminense, we think it'll be close. Should be an entertaining one to watch. So hopefully you can catch that one as well. Yeah. What's your tip for that one?
Oh, for this particular game, I would go for... I think Fluminense is going to... I would go for the outright win for Fluminense in this one.
Yeah, and probably both teams to score is looking also pretty good, because both teams, generally speaking, do score.
Yeah.
In recent times anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think also just to cap it off on Fluminense and their home form, if we look at also not just across the Serie A, but the Copa Libertadores and Copa do Brasil, they have also won their last three games in those competitions. Prior to that, Juventus the game. So looking strong at home. Goiás only won one game this season, which was away to Vitória, who are bottom of the league. So I would go for Fluminense win.
Yeah, exactly. Next, we have Atletico PR playing Flamengo. This one is on Sunday, 16th of June, 8 p.m. UK time. And, well, Atletico PR have lost their last Serie A game. They had a couple of games in the Copa Sudamericana, which they also lost.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Serie A here. And, before that, they had a good win in Serie A against Palmeiras, didn't they?
Yeah, that was a very good win. We thought they were going to lose that one. However, equally, we thought they were going to lose at Fortaleza 1-0, and they lost 1-0 at Fortaleza in that particular game. If we look at Flamengo, they've been in very good form, including the cup competitions. Most recent game, and we have to say we're recording this on a Thursday because the most recent game here is still the Vasco da Gama game, where they beat them 6-1. And we predicted them to win that game. Obviously, Botafogo has now gone in the lead or gone up to first place. Flamengo will be eager to get back in to that position. But yeah, yeah. in terms of this particular game, I think we have an interesting prediction.
Yeah, well, it's two sides which are near the top of the table, and being at Atletico PR, it's going to be a tougher job for Flamengo. And I know they've been on this fairly good run, but they are susceptible as well. We think it's going to be actually so close that actually they'll nullify each other and we'll get a draw. So, yeah, and maybe surprisingly to some, but we have gone for a 0-0 draw as well.
Yeah.
The board draws is not what anyone wants to see, but I think maybe it could be a game of defences.
Yeah, if we look at the Atletico PR in the Serie A at home, they've not conceded a goal yet this season. So looking strong at home, played some decent teams as well. So Flamengo will be up against it in this one. But yeah, we're going for a 0-0 draw.
Or draw. Okay. Next, we have Vitória, the bottom of the table club, and they are hosting Internacional. And this one is kicking off on Sunday, the 16th of June at 8 p.m. And again, another one you can watch on Bet365. Just join them using the links on our website or use the bonus code FP365. Looking at Vitória, like we mentioned, they're bottom. They haven't won a game. They've lost, I think, five games, drawn three.
Yeah.
In fact, they've actually kind of got a bit better. The last two in Serie A were draws, so they got 0-0 against Cuiabá, and Juventus, they got a 1-1, and both of those games were away, so maybe they're improving a bit.
Yeah, Cuiabá obviously sits just above them in the league table in 19th, so maybe it was anticipated, could have been a close game. We did sort of say it was going to be a close game. We also thought really at Juventus was going to be a close game, but that Juventus would narrow it 1-0, and it ended 1-1. So they surprised us a little bit in that particular game. But yeah, they haven't won all season. And the question is, what team are they going to be able to beat? Internacional, the table lies a little bit about them, because when you look at Internacional, they sort of sitting mid-table, but they have only played five games.
Yes, only five.
And they have actually got three games in hand on Botafogo now, who is top of the league, who is 6 points behind. So they got 9 points to play for. So really, I think the strength of Internacional is probably at first sight of the table. They're a little bit stronger than what you may think. And on the weekend, they had a strong result in the Copa Sudamericana where they beat Delfín 1-0. We predicted that we predicted them to win 2-0 in that game. And in their latest Serie A game, they played Cuiabá. And this is interesting because Cuiabá, similar strength to Vitória at the bottom there. Cuiabá drew Vitória. We predicted Internacional to go there and beat them 1-0, and they beat them 1-0. And we have a very similar prediction for this game.
Yes, it's 1-0. And we think it's going to go the way of, drum roll,
Internacional.
Even though Vitória have kind of showed a good improvement lately, I guess, by holding teams, their home record isn't brilliant. In fact, they haven't won at home in the last four. So it looks like we think they're also going to suffer a defeat, but a narrow one. So we believe that Internacional can grab the goal that wins it. And hopefully that happens as per our prediction. Vitória, I think they're in for a long old season.
Yeah.
Next, we have Corinthians, and they are playing São Paulo. This one kicks off in the UK at 8 p.m. on Sunday, 16th of June. And let's look at the form, shall we, of Corinthians first.
Yeah.
We predicted them to draw last time out at Atletico Goiás.
Yeah, score draw.
Tuesday. And score draw, and we got it. They did. It was 2-2. So pleasing. And actually, São Paulo, we predicted the last time they played was Sunday, the 2nd of June.
Yeah.
We predict, well, sorry, I should say we're recording this on the Thursday, but the last result we've got was for them to beat Cruzeiro, and they did 2-0. We predicted 2-1.
Yeah.
And predicted some pretty good results for São Paulo, actually, recently. Quite a few exact scores, including that game against Fluminense 2-1. So, yeah, they're going to be tight, this game, don't you think?
Yeah, it definitely looks like a tight game. With the São Paulo is sitting nicely sort of at the upper end of the league, got a game in hand on Botafogo. They do have that game at Internacional tonight. But yeah, they will be traveling to Corinthians here, who is not in the strongest form in the Serie A. They've not won the last four games. They also struggled to score goals, but then they did get two goals at Atlético Goiás on Tuesday. So they seem to have at least got that back. But yeah, they're up against a strong opposition in São Paulo. It'll be a tricky game both ways.
Corinthians, it's worth noting, São Paulo haven't got a win against Corinthians. I think they've probably got an issue. When they've played Corinthians away from home, they haven't won the last 11 league games.
Yeah, that's a really bad run. That is a very bad run.
Yeah, Corinthians at the Neo Quimica Arena, we think will be, able to sort of hold their own and maybe not let São Paulo get over the top of them. So we've gone for, what have we gone for in this?
We have gone for a 1-1 draw. So a score draw between Corinthians and São Paulo.
Yeah, 1-1. And regarding the tip for that, we are saying both teams to score, yes. So let's see. Hopefully
that
comes to fruition.
Yeah, I think if you look at the recent head-to-heads as well, it looks very much like both teams can score in this particular fixture.
Yeah. So next up, we're looking at Cuiabá, and they're at hosting Fortaleza. This one is on Sunday as well, 16th. At 10:30 p.m. UK time. Again, another one you can watch on Bet365. Use the bonus code FP365 and you can watch that for no cost and no subscription, as long as you've got at least a unit of currency deposited or have placed a bet in the last 24 hours. Now, we had a very interesting game, didn't we? Last time that we spoke about Cuiabá, they surprised everyone with that 5-2 thrashing of Chris Yuma.
Yeah.
But that was a few days ago now. But yeah, they've they're kind of hoping they can get up the table a bit now, because they are second last still, and really kind of starting to show a bit of fight. But Fortaleza themselves, they'll have something to say about it too. But We did predict perfectly well the last Fortaleza result that we had here, which was 1-0 against Atletico PR. Hopefully we can continue on with that. What's your view on this one?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Like you said, Cuiabá, we predicted him to lose at Chris Yuma, last week out, and he went there and scored five goals, and those five goals are actually the only five goals he scored all season. So if we look at their home form, it doesn't look particularly appealing. They haven't scored yet. They've played four games so far. Again, this is recorded Thursday, so they do have a game tonight at Cruzeiro. But yeah, so Fortaleza is their first home game after those two away games at Chris Yuma and Cruzeiro. And it'll be interesting to see on the back of that 5-2 and what they can do, because they really do need to pick up a few points and, I would say, entertain their home crowd a little bit more than what they have been doing so far. So yeah, it's an intriguing one. Fortaleza sort of mid-table, but in pretty good shape if we look across the board, including the cup competitions. They had and like you said, they had their most recent win against Atletico PR in the Serie A, where we predicted 1-0. So going into this game, yeah, we still predict a tight one.
We do. And we think that, normally, probably if it was Fortaleza at home, they've got some fairly good home form, you'd think they might be able to take this. But Chiwaba being at home at the Arena Pantanal on Sunday, we think we'll be able to score in front of their home fans. I mean, they did score a lot of goals recently, suddenly. But hopefully they can at least score one. We think this will be a draw. We think there will be a 1-1 draw and both teams to score, obviously, for the tip. We have to hang our hats on that one. Hopefully. That happens and we can get good odds on a draw.
Yeah.
Next, we have Krisiuma and they are at home to Bahia. This one is on Sunday, 16th of June, 10:30 UK time. And Bet365 has got this one live streaming. You can watch that and tune in there. Use the bonus code FP365. So Krisiuma have been kind of in not the best of form the last couple of games after starting off pretty well. They've fallen into the relegation zone, as opposed to Bahia, who have done actually quite well, haven't they?
Yeah, and they actually...
Very well.
They actually just played Bahia in the Copa do Brasil twice over the last four games as well. So it's an interesting one. This will be the last six fixtures they would have played Bahia. Three times.
Yeah, they won both of those, didn't they, in the Copa do Brasil?
Yes, and then they lost 2-0 at home. But yeah, Krisiuma, they surprised us a bit in that game against Cuiabá by losing 5-2. It was quite a convincing beating that they got there. On the other hand, we thought that Bahia was going to lose at Mineiro, and they got a draw. And prior to that, they actually been in pretty decent form.
Yes, yeah. Are we talking about Bahia?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they've been in brilliant form. I mean, in cups and in Serie A, apart from this last game where they drew against Atletico Mineiro, they have just been on a fantastic winning streak. They're third in the table, game in hand on Botafogo. So, yeah, you would think, looking at that, that we would be talking about a comprehensive away win for Bahia, but maybe we are thinking that it's not going to be so easy for them.
Yeah, I mean, Bahia away, they've actually done pretty well. They actually beat Botafogo 2-1, which also surprised us a little bit most recently. But yeah, they do have a tendency to draw and not be that strong away from home. Krisiuma, again, they did get that heavy beating, but we do think that they're going to leave us with a little bit of a surprise there. We do actually think that Krisiuma is going to take a point from Bahia in this game in a poor draw.
Yeah, no one likes to see them, but poor draws do happen, and that's what we've predicted in this one. Under 2.5 goals is our tip for that one.
Yeah.
Next, we have Grêmio, and they are hosting Botafogo. This one's Sunday, 16th of June, 10:30 UK time. Again, one you can watch on Bet365 and use the bonus code FP365 for that one. We've got a couple of sides here which kind of contrasting form. Botafogo, obviously top of the table, doing really well. But they're not scoring a hell of a lot of goals, it's got to be said. When they played Fluminense on Wednesday, they did win, but they only won 1-0 at home. We did predict them to win that game. And before that, away to Corinthians, who are, you know, not exactly flying at the minute. They're sort of in 15th position. They only beat them 1-0 as well. So, yeah. And even before that, they had 1-0 against, that was in the Copa Libertadores, but that was only a 1-0 against Universitario Deportes. But not great scorer of goals, but they do tend to score, generally speaking, apart from the odd match. One goal.
Yeah, indeed. Of late, they seem to have struggled a little bit in front of goal in the Serie A. They only scored one goal in each of their last three games. Although they have won, they did beat Fluminense 1-0. We predicted them to beat Fluminense. They also went to Corinthians and beat them 1-0. And then they had a 1-1 draw at Fortaleza. But yeah, so they do struggle a little bit. Grêmio, on the other hand, they did lose most recently in the Serie A at home to Bragantino 2-0. But other than that, they are, generally speaking, a strong home team.
Yeah, And Gremio, speaking of, you know, the goal scoring, they don't score a lot of goals. So just looking back at their last six results, including a couple of Serie A results. In the Serie A results, they scored no goals, actually. They got beaten 1-0 by Bahia, and they got beaten 2-0 by RB Bragantino. And in the other games they played, okay, they're playing some cup matches, so you know, it's a bit of a different story. But even then he scored one in the last Copa Libertadores, sorry, the second last Copa Libertadores match. They scored one against Estudiantes de La Plata, so, and that was a 1-1 draw. So we don't think there's going to be a lot of goals in this game, and
No,
we're
we
not even.
don't. No, we don't. And so bearing in mind the Botafogo result at Fortaleza, Grêmio is sort of in a similar position in the league, fairly strong at home. We do know, yes, they did lose to Bragantino, but we do see them coming back here and we do see them getting a point from the top team.
Yeah, we think Botafogo might start to run out of steam a little bit, and we're not sure if they'll be top of the table by the next few days. And we think that Gremio will be able to nick 2 points off them, and we've gone for a yet another draw, a
Another
1-1
draw.
draw this time. Yeah, it kind of shows the nature of the closeness, I think, of this league at the minute, where you do get surprises, and it's difficult to pick a winner either way. So, you know, in some respects, it might be better to go for these under or over scores. And in this one, we've gone for 1-1. So our tip for that is actually both teams to score. Next, yeah, want both teams to score. Next, we have Vasco da Gama, and they are hosting Cruzeiro. This one is on Sunday, the 16th of June, at 10:30. Bet365 has it on live stream. Use the bonus code FP365. And Vasco da Gama, well, the last game that we had them in Serie A was that thrashing by Flamengo of 6-1. There seems to be a bit of a dodgy one to pick, because they well, we did pick them to beat Vitória, but that was kind of a run of the mill easy one. They won that one 2-1. We predicted them to win that one 3-1. But before that, yeah, Vasco have been kind of suffering a bit, haven't they?
They have, and obviously one of their only wins most recently in the league was against Vitória, who sits bottom. We know that promoted team, they're not doing very well. So you would have anticipated to beat Vitória, and we did anticipate Vasco to beat Vitória in that game. We thought they were going to beat them 3-1. It was a 2-1 win in the end. But yeah, that is the most recent win for Vasco. Now, on the other side, Cruzeiro, they did lose their most recent game. We did say they were going to struggle at São Paulo. They lost 2-0. We said they were going to lose 2-1. Prior to that, we have actually predicted the outcome of the Cruzeiro games in 5 out of 6. So we're looking fairly good on the Cruzeiro tips. And to be fair, we are also on Vasco, especially when you look on the goal side. I know with the Flamengo game, we were a little bit off, but we had the outcome correct on that one. We do need to bear in mind Vasco is playing tonight at Palmeiras, but we're predicting them to lose quite heavily there. So they probably come into this one needing something.
You'd think so, but we think this one might be a game where Cruzeiro, who aren't really known for in the recent games scoring a lot of goals,
No.
scored like one in the last sort of like four. Sorry, they scored one and then one and then one and then none. So that's not the greatest. So it's almost like they could be going away to Vasco da Gama and playing a bit defensively. We think it's going to be another draw. Quite amazing how many draws we picked this week. But we just think for all the different factors that in the Estadio São Januário, that they will come up against a Vasco team that is going to be able to nullify them. And we've gone for another board draw. And yeah, this is a under 2.5 goals prediction from us. So
Yes,
nil nil.
I would go under goals in this one as well, definitely.
Yeah. So an interesting bunch of selections, I think, for this week. But that's every match. And a reminder, if you do want to see these matches on Bet365 that I mentioned, all being live streamed, geolocation and live streaming rules do apply. 18 plus gamble aware and use that bonus code FP365 if you're a new customer.
Yeah, and in the description section of this podcast, you'll find links to the matches we've just been discussing, or you simply just head to footballpredictions.net, and once you're there, you can look at the online sources to see the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our predictions for different betting markets, plus the best offers and odds.
We'd also like to let you know that we do record these podcasts for lots of different competitions, as well as Brazil Serie A, we do Italy Serie A, we do La Liga, we do MLS at this time of year. And so you can hear them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally get your podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thank you for joining us. And till the next time, it's
goodbye.
Football Predictions.